Good morning, and welcome to our budgetary address. At this point, I would like to welcome our county executive, Joni Mahoney.
There we go. On? Got it? Okay, thank you. Good morning, and thank you for that very warm introduction, Mr. Chairman. That was wonderful. From the man who can get out of a legislature meeting in about 3 minutes, that was a great introduction. Thank you very much. I am pleased to be here and present to you the 2018 budget for Onondaga County, and I think you'll be happy to hear that the budget I present to you includes a decrease in our overall expenses. The all funds budget is down $15 million, and the general fund budget is down $10 million. It's a 1.2% reduction in both of those numbers. The total budget is almost $1.3 billion. The general fund is about $800 million in this budget. And we have worked, as you know, together in a wonderful partnership over the last 10 years to reduce the size of the levy and to reduce the tax rate. And last year, we saw another historic low with a $5.07 rate. And the budget I'm giving back to you today keeps that rate flat at $5.07 per thousand. And it's impressive to be able to do that, and all of the credit goes to the county employees, because over the last 10 years, we went from an FTE, a full-time equivalent number, of 4,224 to 3,061 today. It's over a 27% decrease in headcount. And what that means is every time four people leave county government, on average, we only hire three more back. And that leaves a lot of work for the people that are here. And over the last 10 years, it has resulted in people carrying a much heavier load. And it's the reason that we're able to do what we do and to present to you a balanced, fiscally responsible budget. So before I get started, I really want to give my hats off to the county employees for the work they do. And I also want to thank Steve Morgan, the county CFO, and his management and budget team for the work that they've done with all of our departments in putting this budget together. Happy to report that our union contracts are all current. That is with one small exception, and that is the nurses, but we have a tentative agreement and we're awaiting ratification. So I want to give a particular thank you to Dwayne Owens and the whole personnel department for making that a priority and getting that job done. So how can we have the wage increases that we have with these new contracts that are in place and also a reduction in our overall expenses? It's in part because we have a good reduction in pension costs, finally. The spikes that we saw in our pension costs as a result of the Great Recession, as you probably all know, those are five-year averages, and so you see the residual benefits of a down in the economy. But we're just coming to the end of that, and our pension costs are down in this budget relative to last year. We also expect to see several million dollars in savings because of a new healthcare contract and an agreement with the city of Syracuse and its school districts to purchase our supplemental Medicare insurance together. And that's going to mean a savings without any change in plan for all of the employees of all three of those entities. It's one of the examples that came from the shared services process that we just went through. There was a lot of good work done, and I'm grateful to the village mayors, the town supervisors, the city of Syracuse mayor, and now the work will come to you here in the legislature, the Common Council, all the town and village boards to codify those agreements. But we did good work and should see a reduction in $5 million next year compared to what it would have been had we not gone through that process. And we had a big success last night. Andy Trombley, our purchasing director, was up in Oswego. the legislature in Oswego voted 35-1 or something like that to join our purchasing department. So Onondaga County now will include the city of Oswego and the county of Oswego in our purchasing operation. And it's a lot of work, but it means that a lot of that back office function can be done more efficiently and less expensively, and this whole region can benefit because we certainly know we're all in this together. I'm projecting in this budget for you a modest sales tax increase, 1.6% in the current year and 2% in 2018. That means that in this budget you'll see $258 million in sales tax revenue. And that is more than $110 million more than you'll see property tax revenue. And it is the reason that we have the focus we do on generating the traffic and the visitors to Onondaga County, whether it's hundreds of thousands of people that are now coming to the Lakeview Amphitheater for concerts, the million who came for the New York State Fair, Destiny, the improvements at the Inner Harbor. It's all contributing to our ability to keep the property tax rate low. And I want to make sure people recognize that all that effort that goes in as a community to investing in things that draw people here is the reason that a $100,000 house in Onondaga County only pays $507 in property tax. And that includes your roads, that includes your libraries, your veterans services, the Onondaga County Sheriff's Office, and many, many more services. If you live in a $100,000 house, your tax bill for your county is $507, and that's something that we should all be very proud of. So when you see the budget that I'll be leaving with you, you'll see that I am anticipating that there'll be a successful vote for the referendum that you just put on the ballot for Onondaga County's voters to consider with the sheriff merger and the Department of Corrections. And I want to thank the sheriff and his team and Bill Hanna at Corrections, Ann Rooney. They really have done a lot of great work with the law department to put something together that we can now present to the voters and be the final county in New York State to merge that function. And all of that will now be, if we're lucky and we are successful, all of that will be under the leadership of the sheriff and no longer part of the county administration. And I know everybody will be in good hands, continue to be in good hands. You're also going to see in this budget that we're continuing our effort to consolidate inside county government. I, working with Ann Rooney, have put together the emergency management and the emergency communications departments. From a service delivery standpoint, it's one of the most important things we do, and it'll provide better coordination to have 911 and emergency management under one roof, or under one organizational chart anyhow. And it will create an opportunity for us to continue to reduce the cost of that function that we have to pass on to the taxpayers. And I know some of you have been briefed, but this budget also continues the effort that we've made over the last few years to get the county out of the direct services role. And we have 90 children that we serve in our mental health clinic, and we are working hard now with the 25 school-based clinics that have come online in the last 10 years, as well as some of our community partners. And we anticipate that every one of those children will be placed before January 1st when this new budget goes into place. And I want to thank our community partners for helping us make that happen. This budget also provides funding, as it did last year, for the Veterans Services Clinic at Syracuse University's College of Law. The law students handle our local veterans' appeals when they're denied services. It's a much more efficient way for us to help pay for that clinic at Syracuse University and have that service available to our veterans. I was with the county executive from Oneida County, Tony Pacenti, and his county does the same thing. They make a 3-year commitment to that clinic, and we'll look to do that in the future. The budget also includes funding for facilities to continue to provide services to all of the county departments. They completely manage a lot of the projects that happen now in the county, things that we used to hire consultants for. Our facilities management team is completely managing projects for DOT and for WEP and for our own facilities. They oversaw the construction of the concession stand and the docks and all the paving that happened at Lakeview Park. And the funding in 2018 is earmarked in part for the transformation of the second floor, the intake for our social services department. And if you haven't had the opportunity, I encourage you to go look at some of the projects that have been handled in-house by our facilities department. Archie Wixon, our new commissioner, has been around as the deputy for a long time and responsible for a lot of that work. And their ability to deliver projects like that is why we can do things less expensively. Our economic development office has been busy, and I'm taking just a minute for an editorial to implore people to not engage in the oversimplification that does a terrible disservice to everybody who lives in the community. As I said in the State of the County address, we have two choices. We can either compete or we can watch the jobs leave. This is not an economic theory class at a university where you can or have the privilege of debating what you think the best policies are for the country or for the state. We play by the rules that are in place, and we compete wisely and strategically and successfully. And a perfect example this year was the Hill-Rom expansion out in Skaney Atlas. Welch Allen, a longtime employer in Onondaga County, hundreds of good paying jobs in Skaney Atlas. Welch Allen was purchased, and we have seen this story in Onondaga County many times. When an outside company purchases one of our homegrown companies, oftentimes the jobs go elsewhere before too long. But in this story, our economic development department with Julie Cirio and her team, they wrote a new ending to the story. Hill-Rom is expanding in Skaney Atlas, and they will go from 884 jobs to 993 jobs. And we can get sound bites and score easy political points by railing on economic development, or we can do the right thing by the people we serve. What would we tell the 993 families that are supported by work at Welch Allen were we to snub our noses at economic development incentives? How about the millions of dollars in payroll that would be gone if the company did expand elsewhere? How about the store owners and the restaurant owners who benefit from the families that have a paycheck that come and shop in their stores and eat in their restaurants? And what happens when they lose the business that was generated by those 993 families? They no longer hire new people themselves, and we continue a spiral downward. Instead, we carefully and strategically partner, and we preserve and grow jobs here. And I challenge all of you in the legislature, in the media, and in the public to understand what's at stake and quit with the oversimplified answers to complex issues, particularly when the end result is the difference between our children having jobs here in Central New York or having to go elsewhere to find opportunity. And I want to thank Julie and the whole economic development team for doing the hard work to keep the jobs here. And I want to personally thank Chairman Ryan McMahon for his support of OSIDA and his willingness to do the right thing. As you may know, the city of Syracuse was again, unfortunately, denied a lead abatement grant. It's been in the news that there continues to be a lead problem in the homes in the city, and I'm happy to report to you that you'll see in this budget that our community development department has stepped in to help. We have already abated the lead in 354 homes inside the city of Syracuse, and we plan to continue that work as we apply for our 10th lead grant this year. Parks Department saw over 3 million visitors last year, and they are tremendously busy. We added docks at the Lakeview Amphitheater, and they were very popular. We had the first Moonlight movie series, which brought families out for free movies. And now we are hoping to host our first high school graduation out at Lakeview Park. It's been a very successful addition to our already outstanding parks system, and the more we can get the community out there to understand the value of that park on our Loop the Lake Trail, the better for all of us. all of the investments on the west shore of Onondaga Lake are coming together. And in part of the reason that you'll not hear or probably celebrate is the unbelievable work that WEP is doing out there under the ground to make sure that we have the capacity and that everything is in good working order. There are complaints all across the state and all across the country, and people complain that we are not, as a society, investing in our infrastructure. But in Onondaga County, we are the exception. Our roads are in good condition, our sewer system is in good condition, and WEP as well as DOT deserve a lot of the credit for that. As a matter of fact, you will see in this budget, or you will see when you examine it compared to last year's budget, that DOT did not exceed its overtime budget. Despite that torrential rain that we had in July and the roads that were washed out and the culverts that were washed out, and DOT had to put all of that back together for us, they did so within the budget that you asked them to last year. And if you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to go to Bridge Street in the town of Geddes. It's the road that runs right along the east side of the fairgrounds, and it's a really great example of the benefit of the partnerships that we have. Bridge Street is a state road, and it's a priority for us in the county to get it fixed. So when the governor came to Onondaga County, he got on a bus and we drove him around that part of the county. We showed him some of the need that we have. We included Bridge Street because people were walking from Salve to the fairgrounds, taking their lives in their hands because the shoulder was really narrow and it was not pedestrian friendly at all. And if you go now, you will see a 12-foot wide sidewalk with decorative lighting, and it's the thing I got the most positive feedback, people calling the office about this year. And the fact that we came together with the state and we are using state funds with our talented local DOT team, we did that road with our workers. And I want to thank Marty Voss and Brian Donnelly. I know you were very much involved in the DOT team for that great work. And with that, I want you to consider my proposed budget for 2018. I don't think it's the most interesting budget you will ever see. We gave the departments very clear guidelines, and the department increases are only reflecting the negotiated salary increases. We are continuing to ask our departments to do more and more work, and they are holding the line on their budgets. But this budget that I present to you today continues our proud history of efficiently delivering high-quality services. It is responsibly maintaining our infrastructure rather than kicking the can down the road for our kids to handle. And it does all of that in a fiscally responsible manner. And you don't even have to take my word for it, because you'll be happy to hear that the experts at Fitch's have again awarded us their highest AAA rating. So I want to thank you for your attention and tell you we are all ready to put flesh on the bones as we go through this next month. And I look forward to working in 2018 with all of you on this budget that continues Onondaga County's history as a government that does right by its people and does so in an efficient way. Thank you all very much.
We are adjourned.